You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Carl Hughes on the line, and he's founder and CEO of Draft.dev. Carl, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Adam.
All right, Carl. So excited to get into today's topic. So we'll be talking about what you do in technical marketing content for software startups. So highly interesting topic. And I know it's not always easy to get this type of content created and actually get results. So I'm really excited to hear a little bit of your secret sauce and how you do what you do. But before we do that, we'll get this interview started the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Carl, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Carl, what mission matters to you?
Absolutely. So, Draft.dev exists to serve our clients with outstanding technical marketing services, our team with a fantastic work environment in the world by increasing diversity and equity in technology. Sort of the way I look at our mission is kind of these three interlapping circles. At the core, we have to serve clients to generate revenue and profit, but doing that allows us to serve our team by giving them a super flexible and really great work environment. It's all remote. We hire people all over the world in all sorts of time zones, very lifestyle friendly. And then having a great team that's super committed to serving our clients and doing high quality work allows us to then serve the world. We do that in a few ways. We've got a team of over 200 contract writers that are all software engineers around the world that write for us. We help elevate them in their careers by paying them, but also by getting their name out there and helping them get better job prospects. And so it's a really multifaceted mission, but it is also really compelling for me personally as well as the rest of the team.
It's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals and entrepreneurs on the line to share why they do what they do and really how they're out there making a difference. So great to have you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off, how did you get started as an entrepreneur? Like, where'd all this start for you?
Oh, man. How far back should I go?
I want when you sold baseball cards in first grade.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I remember this is it's funny you say that because I remember being, I think in fifth or sixth grade, my dad, for some reason, got a copier. I don't know. It must have been for work. And like having a copier as a kid, I was like, what could I do with this? You know, and I started learning how to like make a newsletter for the neighborhood and copy it. And I was going to try to sell it. That never went anywhere. But I do think that's always been a bit of me. My dad was an entrepreneur. He ran an antique store for many years and probably came across the antique copier there. At college, though, I worked some internships with big companies, studied mechanical engineering, thought that was what I was going to do. Really quickly realized that working at like GE and Siemens, those kind of places are not for me. I'm not somebody who's like to just work the 9 to 5 and check out on the weekend, you know, work for the weekend. So I was like, I got to get in with like startups, small companies. At the time, you know, Facebook had kind of just gone public, recently. And so I was sort of in this generation of people seeing that and saying, oh, the internet is this whole new world of tech startups. And you could build these social, you know, media places that all of a sudden are hugely valuable enterprises. And so I was really inspired by that and compelled by that. So I kind of learned self-taught software engineering and got in with web startups and then spent 10 years as either the first or second employee at several small startups based in Chicago. So that's kind of what got me on the track of entrepreneurship. Now, Draft.dev is technically the first business I've started myself, but I've been there so early on that I've kind of seen it before, and that was really, really helpful and formative in getting this started.
So what took you like from that point? And I ask you this question because there's, you know, lots of people that want to start a business or that want to be entrepreneurs or to make that leap. Like, what was that thing or that moment or what's that thing that got you to say, all right, you know, Draft.dev is it? Like, I got to do this thing.
Man, I think I heard you say this on the previous episode, but it was honestly accidental entrepreneurship to the max. Like,
oh, that's me. Totally.
I literally remember hearing you say it, and I was like, that's a perfect way to put it. So, yeah, I was – the last startup I was with was winding down because of COVID. This was not ready to face the all remote and, like, the funding environment. It was a bad time in our cycle. So, anyway, all that to say, I was like – they had to move the whole engineering team, myself included – down to half time. And so I was like, well, I've got some time. I'm figuring out what I want to do. I figured I'd just start writing. I'd always written on the side, like as a for fun thing and a way to share my knowledge. So I'd like write about software engineering topics all the time. Anyway, companies would reach out to me and be like, hey, would you like to, write for our company blog? We'll pay you a few $100. And so I was like, yeah, sure. I could do that more and maybe do a few articles a month, make some extra money and get my name out there. And then I'll find another job in a few months. Well, a few months later, like I had so much inbound interest from companies that were trying to get me to write for their blogs. I was like, well, maybe I could just make this a business. And so I started to find like some other writers. Usually started with, I think I, like most people, I started with my friends and people I had worked for or worked with in the past. And then I slowly, you know, grew it from there. So I went full time on it in August of 2020. So this was, you know, just a few months after the pandemic started. And now we're up to, you know, 16 full-time people, 90 clients. It's just been, in 2 years, it's been a really wild ride.
So I want to pause for a moment. I want you to tell us, you know, exactly what you do at draft.dev, but
yeah.
I'm so interested to hear how you get 200, you know, people writing for you and all this. Like that's a Herculean like task. That's huge. But
yeah.
First off, just let's stop and start pause for a moment and tell us exactly what you do at draft.dev.
Right. Yeah. Cause I explained this to my family and I don't think they still understand exactly what we do.
It's such okay. My mom doesn't know what I do either. It's fine.
Exactly. It's not even that they're not savvy, it's that we do this stuff that is deep behind the scenes, and
yeah.
That's perfectly okay. And I think this is where a lot of entrepreneurs, they kind of I think people miss business ideas because they're not out in the world doing things, and sometimes like the accidental happenstance is really good. Anyway, so what's happened in the last few years is a lot of companies have started building tools for software developers to use to be more productive or to get their web applications pushed out to the internet faster or at higher scale or whatever. So these are like web hosting companies, software testing companies. This whole category, it's called developer tools, has just exploded in the last few years. And so what's happened along with that is these developer tools companies are getting lots of VC funding, venture capital funding, to go out to market and attract users. And unfortunately, software engineers are a hard user base to get because we tend to not like getting cold emails. We tend to not like hopping on phone calls. We tend to not like ads. We use ad blockers at a huge rate. And so what companies have realized is there's basically two good channels to reach software developers. There's in-person events and conferences that they can go sponsor, and there's written content and long-form, valuable community content, things like that. So that's what we do, the community-based content. So basically, a web hosting company might come to us and say, draft.dev, we'd love for you to write articles about how Python developers can use our tools, how PHP developers can use our tools, how Ruby developers can use our tools. And then we'll get those spread around the internet and make sure that people find them on search engines or social media or whatever. So that's our bread and butter. So these 200 writers that we're referring to, they're all full-time software engineers with a day job somewhere who do this on the side, nights and weekends. A lot of them are freelancers, consultants, have a job at a big boring company, and they just want to get their names out there as well as get paid some extra money on the side.
And that makes so much sense because it has to be that type of individual that's doing it to be that like upskilled, right? To have that skill set. It's not like nobody goes to school to learn how to write content for software engineers. Like you don't
That's right.
have to be,
yeah.
you have to be one and you have to also like to write. So you have two different, you have
exactly.
one, okay, that could happen, but then maybe you don't like to write. So you have this pool of people that, it's such an interesting story and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So like, if you think about it, the old way of doing it is you go find a freelance writer and you tell them, hey,
yeah.
we're trying to write an article about, you know, Kubernetes and Python, and they're like, well, I don't even know where to start there. You know?
Exactly. So, I was just going to say, we do a lot of marketing over here, but if a
yep.
client came to me and asked me that, at least now I know who to send them to, because I
That's
can
right.
handle it. I mean, we handle yep. other business writing, but we're not doing that one.
Exactly. Yep. And that's honestly like the trick, quote unquote, to growing so fast has been
yeah.
we're so niche down and we do something that no other, very few other marketing service agencies want to do. And so they
at scale too, just handling, if you had one article per month, I mean, that's significant. And these aren't like, I'm guessing, well, they can't be if you're trying to attract, you're doing longer form SEO optimized, and it's got to be like very content rich, possibly like multimedia. There might be videos, there might be all kinds. So there's a lot of moving pieces in the, and some of this content, maybe all of it doesn't look like that, but in some of the content, like it's highly technical content, and it's because ultimately when that product market fit, whoever that person that you're looking to attract, you know, sees that content, it's got to be spot on. Like the value add, the proposition, like you got to be spot on because you got one shot at that. Am I off?
Yep. No, that's right. Your code samples have to work. Your demo app has to actually compile, you know, and stuff like that, that typical marketing agencies don't have to worry about that tech side of things. Whereas again, that's all we do. So we're very concerned, and we staff engineers on hand full time to do quality assurance and check things. And so just it's a different cost structure, a different model, but it works really well for the niche we serve.
What kind of clients do you typically work with? Like who normally gets the most value out of working with you and your team?
Yeah, it's typically companies that are, developer tools companies broadly, and then we've got two or three kind of key size companies. We may get some smaller startups that have raised a Series A that are trying to scale up some of their marketing efforts. And then on the other hand, we've got several big, you know, Fortune 500, big public technology companies that they're not necessarily name brands, and you'd hear them around your house, but they're companies that are very well known in the space. So it ranges quite a bit because, you know, this kind of content, again, it's sort of hard to produce from a typical agency. So they like to find a specialized agency who can focus on it. But it's a lot of times developer relations or developer marketing teams are who we work with in a company.
And how do you normally, like, how do people find out about you? Like, how does that, is there a lot of word of mouth? There's a lot of,
yeah, absolutely. Like niching down makes word of mouth so much easier. It's exactly what, when you just said, like, oh, my marketing agency wouldn't do that. We would love to send it to you. That's it, Adam. It's like, it's that over and over. So our clients refer us to a lot of other clients who have, say, the shared mutual investors, or they have, the people, you know, jump between one company to another. That's a big way. We also, you know, since the beginning, invested in search and social media to just keep our presence out there. Again, what we do is so specific. We don't have to target to get hundreds of thousands of page views every month. Mm-hmm. We only need a few key terms that we want to, you know, be in the rankings for. And so I was just talking to my sales guy before this. He's like, I think we had three or four deals come in this week off of SEO alone. And so it's just having our content out there, talking about what we do. We share a lot of the internal learnings and processes we have, be very open about the way it is working with us. And all that serves to lift us up in the community, make us kind of this recognizable brand. And that word of mouth and the mix with search engines and being around on social media, just all kind of like compiles together.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great story. Great one to hear and great one to bring to my audience. Well, Carl, I just have to say it has been great to get to know you more and to learn more about draft.dev and, you know, the growth, and wishing you much more continued success. If somebody's listening to this and they want to follow up to learn more, what's the best way for them to connect with your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're, you know, either a software engineer who wants to write on the side or a possible client, draft.dev, you can go there and check out more. If, you know, business owner, you personally want to connect, I'm always happy to chat about it. Carl, K-A-R-L at draft.dev is my email. And I'm on Twitter at Carl L. Hughes, which, you know, I'm sure we'll put the link in there too. But yeah, I always love talking to other entrepreneurs or other companies in the world of developer relations and marketing and sharing what I can.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, what a great story. So to the audience, as always, we're going to put all of that information in the show notes so that you can go check out Carl and his team over at draft.dev. And if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, just to let you know, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and hearing their story, their background, their mission, like how they got started and what we can all learn and take away from that so we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or engaging to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals just like Carl coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Carl, as I said, I'll be sending you those clients for sure, because we don't handle it and we can't. So wishing you much more success as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Adam.